Country Farm Credit Services.
The Pioneer Enlist Executive Plot Tour made its way to Fessenden, North Dakota. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Don Wick is there with this report.
Don Wick on the road with the Pioneer Enlist Executive Plot Tour in Fessenden, North Dakota today. We've got field agronomist Larry Lunder is with us. Larry, let's talk about this crop. When you look at corn, soybeans, what stage of development are we at in this region?
Well, in this particular region, a lot of it we're in the later R1 in spots, probably R2. So we're getting along. We're in that bloom, and we're moving towards R3, which it'll start to set pods. With some of the corn yet, we're in the later V stages. I've seen maybe one field that had some tassels shooting on the edges, which would normally be a little early, but considering the stress and the heat we've had this year, that doesn't surprise me. I think we'll see a fair amount of it go into the reproductive stage and start to get tassels out here over the next couple weeks.
Obviously, we're focused on the E3 soybeans and the Enlist system as far as weed control. Give me an idea what kind of weed pressure do we see in this region? Are there certain weeds that are more problems than others?
Yeah, and it tends to vary from year to year. A lot of times, depending on your moisture, we'll take this 2021 season for example. There's a lot of kochia pressure out there, of course. I'm seeing a fair amount of lamb's quarter pressure as well. Of course, the traditional, Canadian thistle and spots, the field bindweed. There's some grass pressure out there that varies a little bit depending on the rain. Foxtail seems to be the grassy weeds we're having the most trouble with. And of course, mare's tail, just maybe less of the wild buckwheat, and not seeing things such as that so much this past year. Always plenty of weeds though.
How are we doing as far as taking care of those weeds?
I've been quite impressed with the effort farmers have put forth to keep the fields clean this year. And when we're in these drought conditions, when we're short of moisture, it's key to keep the weeds under control. If you don't do that, you have no chance of getting anything. And a lot of these fields look as good as they do and have hung in as long as they have because of the outstanding job the farmers have done keeping the fields clean.
Larry Lunder with us from Pioneer. We're wrapped up here today in the Fessenden, North Dakota area, moving on to Pingree tomorrow, and we'll be in Amenia on Friday. I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.